You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Justin Baker. Justin is the DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies, as well as the NBA G League's Memphis Hustle. On the program, I asked him about how he landed the gig as the Grizzlies DJ, his job duties, Memphis culture, and also some other things I think you'll enjoy. Justin is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. The music that you hear is from the Hypnotized Minds camp. That's definitely one of the sounds that bleed through the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. And we have someone that knows that city pretty well. He is the DJ. He's the official DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. Let's welcome him to the program, Justin Baker. Hello, Justin. How's everything, my man?
Hey, I'm having a great morning. I'm so glad to be your guest. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Thank you again, and thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it, my man. You are the DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. How did you get the gig?
Well, it's a it's been a long journey. I come from a background, to take it back to the beginning, I, in college back in the 90s, started going to different raves and DJ-related parties in Memphis, and that really stuck with me, and my bull buddies and I got a set of turntables. We kind of scraped our pennies together and just got the itch and started buying records and got some 1200s and started playing records. And we were really into 90s electronic music, house and jungle and that sort of stuff at the time. And then once I got a little older and the scene kind of, my old bubble burst and I kind of got into grown-up life, I started kind of diversifying the records I was buying and just kind of what I was listening to, and started picking up just miscellaneous gigs around town, and through friends wound up, I should say at the time also, the Grizz were having sort of a sea change on their way of just handling, doing events and reaching out to the community and stuff. They were getting younger and hipper, and we were just on the verge of what became the grit and grind era, where everybody in Memphis just really honed in on the Grizz and their culture and all that good stuff. But in the beginning, I was just doing some gigs out at events for the Grizzlies, out at schools and block parties and things like that, where they needed a fill-in DJ because they were just starting to get their feet wet and doing those sort of events, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And they were doing barbecue fest, and we would have a tent with a DJ and just filling in gigs for them out and about in the world. And over time, once Grit and Grind era got started, the position became available for what's called Click Effects, and that's the guys who play the music in-game that you hear up and down the court. So when they're actively playing ball, that's the bumper music that you hear on offense, and then on defense, it might even be the defense that you're so used to. But that's the position that I occupy. I took that position with them in 2012, and I've been doing it ever since. So a combination of, I do that for the Grizzlies and for our G League team, the Memphis Hustle, and then as well as whatever gigs present themselves when we, you know, get out in the community and do our events or our regular things, of which, unfortunately, we haven't gotten to do a whole lot in the past few months, but in general, we do quite a bit of, and I look forward to getting back at to again. So, so a combination of actually getting to DJ out and about, but also Click Effects is the position that I occupy with the teams.
All right, awesome to hear. So now let's stay just what you do as the DJ of the Memphis Grizzlies. We know that the NBA and music, well, really sports and music, go hand in hand. So what do your duties consist of as the DJ of the Grizz?
So in game, what I'm primarily doing is orchestrating the music that you're hearing, probably what you hear the most of when you watch a game on television, which is the music in-game up and down the court. I'm not necessarily coordinated with the timeouts and the events that jump out, but when you're watching that game on TV and they're bringing the ball, you know, up to the half court, whatever music cue is playing, that's me or someone like me. And I approach it like like scoring a motion picture, like scoring a movie. The game, what's so fun about it is the game has its ups and downs and ebbs and flows, and it goes fast and slow. And sometimes the mood is up and sometimes it's down, but determined. And, you know, over time I've built up my library of music cues and I know them all by heart. So I'm supplying not just music in my mind, but a soundtrack to what's going on. And we get some pretty good feedback about it. So I like to think that it works.
Awesome. Let's stay with just what you do with the Memphis Grizzlies for a moment. We know currently the current roster that you have, you know, Ja Morant is one of the rising stars in the league. Along you have Jonas Valanciunas. Also, there's Grayson Allen. There's Gorgui Dieng. There's also Jaren Jackson. That's just some of the players on the Grizzlies roster, along with Justice Winslow. Do they have... I'm sorry, excuse me, but I want to ask you just, do they have, like, a roster? Like, do you go over with the players, like, what their favorite musical tastes are? And if so, what are they?
So, it's interesting. We don't – there's a few of us in the sound booth that handle different aspects of the music in the game. And I would say where the players – where we probably get the most feedback from the players – is concerns the shoot-around, the pregame shoot-around, because that's where you really just get to – it's the players who are there. The people aren't even really getting to their seats yet. So it's the players' time to just get focused and, you know, feel good and put their shots up and kind of get themselves mentally prepped. And that's where they're really – a lot of them have headphones, so they're in their own world, but – but that's where they really seem to pay the most attention to, from what I find, to what's playing over them in the arena. And though I don't do all, I don't handle the music during the shoot around, I do, I am privy to that we get feedback from the players through, usually through management saying, hey, you know, this player's feeling this song and can we get some of this this season and that sort of thing. And I mean, the shoot-around's handled just like a mixtape. The rest of the game is a lot of instrumental music, and they're so busy playing that I'm sure they're hearing it. I don't get any one-on-one contact with the players myself. I just have to kind of project and use my imagination as to, you know, what's going on. But, no, they all – from, you know, what when it comes to shoot around and playing the music for the players directly, whether it's the Hustle, which I do handle, or the Grizzlies, I mean, they want to hear, you know, the newest hip hop generally, and they know what they like, man, because I have definitely, I remember specifically a Hustle game where I think it might have been close to Christmas or something, and I played some track that I just thought was kind of a cool bumping Christmas remix. And they got on the headset, you know, like, hey, the players are not really feeling this. Can you please switch it up? And so we get a little bit of that. I remember feeling my age one time because during shoot around, I was playing Cream by Wu-Tang and I got it called up that like, hey, this is too slow. They're not feeling this. What is this? And I was like, oh, my God.
yeah.
But, yeah, so – but our one-on-one interaction with the guys is surprisingly minimal. You know, I think we kind of establish the music at the beginning of the season and probably get a few notes coming our way from them as to, you know, what's good. But, you know, and then as to Ja Morant – man, you know, Nate, our A1 sound guy that plays the music for the shoot around, I always keep my ears open because he's always got cutting edge hip hop that I know the for the players and stuff. And so we swap notes and music back and forth. And this season, he had a really good Ja Morant song that I noticed was popping up in the shoot around mix. So I thought, well, I need to go – if there's already a song out there about Ja Morant, I need to have that for my own gigs and stuff too. So I went to Amazon to go do a little music shopping, and this was like a couple weeks ago early in the season. And, man, I realized there's about 50 songs available out there about Ja Morant already. And, you know, like I feel like we're just getting going with him. And, you know, I've always kept my ear open for the local made – Grizzlies related music, because as we got into the Z-Bo, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley era, there was a lot of it coming out and I started collecting it, but it was really local and they would usually make it to submit to the team, you know, try to endorse the team. So we would get it. And to look out there and see, like, out in the world outside of Memphis, there's this giant amount of attention and music already devoted to Ja Morant. It blew my mind. It's awesome.
Indeed, it is awesome. It is definitely he's definitely a rising star for that franchise and definitely in the league. So you definitely have your hands full doing your thing, what you do with the Grizzlies as well as the G League team with the Memphis Hustle. I want to say just with the city of Memphis for a moment, Memphis is one of those great cultural cities where you have Beale Street, where FedEx Forum, where the Grizzlies play in downtown Memphis, is right on Beale Street. And then you have so many of the cultural institutions of Memphis, such as with Stax Records and, of course, the Elvis influence and Graceland and things of that nature. What does, of course, we've seen Memphis hip-hop emerge really in the 90s with Hypnotized Minds and Project Pat and Juicy J and DJ Paul and Gangsta Boo and people like that. Tell me, what's your contribution to not just to the Memphis music scene, but just Memphis culture as a whole?
Well, I will say that the Grizzlies themselves as an organization do such a great job of relating to the city around us and being a part of it and allowing Memphians to make Grizz part of their culture. And so, and music, of course, we're a really musical city, so it all ties in. And I can... When I first took the position of Click Effects and started handling the music that you hear throughout the gameplay, DJ from around town, I'd gotten to know lots of the local talent just over the years and had a pretty good collection of music that I wanted to bring in of my own to add to the games, but a lot of it was stuff that was made or given to me here in town by people that I know from around the city or stuff that we listen to here, you know, like say Hypnotized Minds and Stax, and there's just so much good stuff. So just approaching it from a really local centric Memphis point of view, and anytime I can add for my part some Memphis related music to the greater mix that you hear in the game, to me, that's just adding to the fabric of just the community sense of the whole thing. And so I've always made it a point to approach local talent and ask, hey, if you've got anything that, you know, I could use or that you'd ever want to give me to use in game, I would love it. And most of them are Grizz fans. So like, oh yeah. Whether it's bands or producers or whoever, if they have an instrumental track or otherwise that I can add to my catalog to use in game or even at Grizz events, I'm all for it. And I always like to try to shout out and showcase that talent. But I sometimes wonder if other teams have as much local music in their in-game mix as we do, because mainly because we're afforded the luxury. There's just so much local talent to get to know and to showcase. But yeah, when you listen to a Grizz game, I'd say half the music that's going on in the game probably has some sort of ties locally.
Okay, let's stay with the Grizzlies for a moment. I know not just different NBA cities, but even with different professional sports cities from time to time, they may have hometown heroes that really represent their teams. And also, I know organizations from time to time will get in contact with celebrities. I know Memphis has had a lot of celebrities, like you mentioned, with Hypnotized Minds and things of that nature. Do the Grizzlies get in contact with any Memphis natives in terms of promoting the organization, or do you have any involvement with any Memphis celebrities or natives in terms of support of the Grizzlies?
I don't personally, but oh yeah, the Grizz of, because it all ties together. I mean, Memphis's love for music and sports and barbecue and basketball. I mean, it's so unifying, and I mean we know what we like here, so it all ties together. But yeah, so they've had, geez, I mean, we've had season openers with, I can't think of any of the members of Hypnotized Minds that we haven't had over, especially through the grit and grind era where everything, we were going to the playoffs and everything was just magnified times 10. So, yeah, you got to bring out the big guns. So you got, you know, DJ Paul for your season opener, Al Capone. I mean, good Lord, man, we got to shout out Al Capone and whoop that trick. That became such a quintessential part of Grizzlies culture for so long. I mean, it's still around. I hope we can get back to the playoffs just so we can play whoop that trick for people.
Yeah, we can't forget about that great movie Hustle and Flow with Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson and Anthony Anderson for people that may not be familiar with the song right there. But let's stay just with Memphis natives for a moment. You mentioned the Hypnotized Mind and Al Capone and people like that. Justin Timberlake is a Memphis native, and he's been at Grizzlies games every now and then throughout the course of the franchise. Have you had an opportunity to meet him?
I have never met Justin Timberlake. I'm certainly open if his people are listening to this. His people can contact my people and we can make something happen. You know, we don't see as much of him around these days since he moved to that other city in Tennessee that we don't really name too much around here. But, no, unfortunately, in all seriousness, I've never gotten to meet Justin. He did a show at the Forum back when Civilization was still up and running. And since then, I don't think anybody's seen much of anybody, but I look forward to maybe someday running into him.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we talked about this, the cultural institutions of Memphis with music and sports and barbecue, but I wanted to just give me your thoughts on what it means to you to be a Memphis DJ.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel like I can only speak for Memphis because that's where I've lived my whole life. That's where I saw my first DJs play. That's where I hung out with the DJs that I hung out under and learned from and listened to on the radio and, you know, went to see and stuff. And so I can only speak for our culture here and my perspective of it. But it's a family and, you know, everybody, it is competitive, but no two DJs are the same, so you can't really pay too much attention to the next person down. You can only take from them and learn from them. And, you know, just like a big family, you don't even necessarily know everybody in it, but you just know you're all part of it. And, you know, I think of the DJs my age that were coming up when I was, and we were like, I feel like we were like a graduating class together, and they're still around. You know, I can look around and see where are they now and stuff. And I see DJs that play out and about that just blow my mind. And I'm like, wow, you're so much younger and better than I'll ever be. And that's the way it's supposed to be, you know, and the older heads that I learned from and remember going to see and just looking up to and stuff. And it's, you know, and finding my part in that and so thankful for my fit with the Grizzlies and that, you know, they kind of give me a platform to express myself and also to, you know, a place in the DJ culture of Memphis to fill. But, it's an honor. I know that it feels like it to be, you know, part of that family because there's just so many talented, creative people doing all these different things and just, you know, putting all this music out there and you know, curating it and presenting it for people to hear. And it's really special. And Memphis is such a special music city. And, you know, just so much cool stuff comes out of it. You know, not to knock on any other cities. I'm sure they all got their cool stuff. But Memphis, you know, it's easy to be proud to be part of the music culture here because it's just so good.
Solid. Let's stay with Memphis and sports for a moment. When I think of the South, you know, the South is a hotbed for football. Do Memphians enjoy NBA basketball?
It's funny, you know, Memphians have been into the Memphis Tigers and college hoops since my dad, you know, was young. And so growing up, there was a ton of Memphis basketball, you know, and I grew up, I'm talking in the 80s, 90s, you know, Penny Hardaway original era. And, you know, so basketball was naturally part of the culture, but I think when the NBA got here, we were very excited about it. Everybody wanted it, but nobody quite knew how to handle it, you know? Like, it was just such a new thing, and it seemed like such a alternate take from the college local basketball we were used to. But over time, and I'm so happy to be able to say I've been a part of it and been, you know, able to see it happen, the Grizzlies have just really grown on Memphis culture. And it didn't hurt that they were so good for so long and we made so many playoff runs and stuff in the grit and grind era. And now we've got this next gen era, as we call it, with Jaren and Ja and all those guys. But, you know, nowadays Grizz culture is really ingrained in Memphis. If you come to Memphis, you're going to see not just Grizz stuff, but like locally made grassroots, you know, Grizz t-shirts and stickers and slogans and stuff. And people are just really into it. And it's really cool to see. And, you know, and the fact that now we have a legit college team and an NBA franchise, we've doubled down on the basketball culture around here, and around here, the more the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, the Memphis Tigers, man, as you mentioned earlier, as far as college basketball, the University of Memphis, they've ran it for a long time. Of course, you mentioned Penny Hardaway was great. Who could forget about Derrick Rose, even though he only played 1 year there. He was definitely awesome in his own right. Well, Justin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. But again, just tell everybody where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, let them know that as well. And if you want to pop up any Grizzly social media platforms, it's all on you.
Well, man, I want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun and interesting getting my thoughts together for the show. I always love talking up our Grizzlies culture and the music and everything. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Defective Agent C. And I'm usually most active during Grizz games, of course, just letting you know what new music we're playing and what this local talent that you'll hear at the games is and stuff. So please find me on there at Defective Agent C on Twitter. And I think that's how we found each other, if I'm not mistaken. But thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Justin. Anytime. Three more questions before I let you on out of here. This is a two-part question. What are your musical tastes and what are you currently listening to?
Wow. That's a good question. So, I utilize in this position for Grizz is I keep my tastes as diverse as I can. I listen to everything from soundtrack music, hip-hop, metal, bands, you know, soul, whatever I can get my hands on. And then I try to bring in a mash of all that to Grizz games. But if I had to, I really love sample culture, sound collages, stuff like that, which I also think lends itself to having a fabric of music to play throughout a game so it sounds like a soundtrack. But if I had to, I guess what I've been listening to the most lately, there's a new record by my favorite group, The Avalanches, and it's made almost entirely of samples and cut-and-paste stuff. And, yeah, I got a signed copy of the record from my wife for Christmas, and that's what I've been listening to.
Sweet, sweet. Now tell me some of your favorite spots to eat at in Memphis.
Oh, now we're cooking. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to, you know, around town, things barbecue related are always, you know, vital. If you come to Memphis, you need to get your hands on a barbecue pizza. And there's only a couple places around town that do them right. And I got to give a shout out to Fox Ridge Pizza, the best burgers and pizza in town. And then I got to give a shout out to Coletta's Pizza, who does the original barbecue pizza here that Elvis used to get. And that's my go-to jam. I tend to, you know, and we've got a few, of course, now we're in takeout culture these days. And we'll be enjoying a place called Cocosa tonight, some local Italian. So, yeah, between those three, I think if you come to Memphis, you'll be doing all right.
All right, one last question. These three gentlemen that I'm going to name are cultural icons to the city of Memphis. Elvis, Rufus Thomas, and Jerry the King Lawler. Who's more important and why?
Well, I can tell you, I'm actually, to tie this all together, I just glanced down and I realize I'm wearing my local bootleg Jerry Lawler Memphis Grizzlies T-shirt right now.
Okay,
on this Saturday morning. oh, man. Well, I guess I'm gonna go with the cliche. Oh, man, that's a tough one. But, I mean, you can't knock culturally and just shining a light on Memphis. I mean, I almost hate to, as a Memphian, we kind of downplay the Elvis connection. But in real life, you know, I mean, there's never been a bigger star, and he stayed here in Memphis, and his house is still a tourist attraction that brings international attention to the city. So I can't not give Elvis his dues, but Jerry Lawler, I mean, that dude's just awesome. And he's still around, and he is known to come to a Grizz game and throw the opposing mascot through a table. So I got to give it to Jerry Lawler, the king.
Okay, great. Well, you heard it from him. He is Justin Baker. He is the DJ, the official DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. Check him out on the various social media platforms such as Twitter, Instagram, and wherever else he's mentioned earlier. Justin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Well, thank you so much for having me, man. It's been great.
Same here. It's great, man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's.
Curated by Kohl's latest collection is now available in select stores and at Kohl's.com. For a limited time, shop unexpected new favorites like reusable drinkware from Corksicle and fun arts and crafts from Yubi. Warmies heatable plush toys are perfect for little ones. Homesick handcrafted candles are a great gift to make anyone feel at home. And who doesn't love sweet treats from Candy Club? Shop curated by Kohl's for these digital need-to-know brands and more. Tap the banner now or visit Kohl's.com.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin. You might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's a new year, and with T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
That's right. The iPhone 12 on us on every plan. All on America's 5G leader in coverage. T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits and a new line plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task.
But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. A big special thank you to Justin Baker, the DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies and NBA G League's Memphis Hustle. Until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's a new year, and with T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
That's right, the iPhone 12 on us on every plan. All on America's 5G leader in coverage, T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits and a new line plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.com.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.